Please, that one.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I will wait all day long. I want to welcome you to worship. I'm glad that you're here so that we can experience the glory of God together. So thank you for coming. Be aware, too, that during the month of July, we give the choir a break. We will get to hear the beautiful voice of Reagan this morning. But what that means is when we sing a hymn, you get to choose. So if you want to find one of your favorites, be ready when it's time to sing, and we'll see if we can't honor your request. If you don't get it today, don't worry, because we've got many Sundays to do this. Parents, if you'll pay attention, there's an announcement about Wednesday, July 17th. We're going to have another Bible Belt event. We'd love to have your youth come join us for another fun time as we learn about prayer. Hope y'all had a good 4th of July. Glad you're here. And if you will, take that peace that we have with God, that peace that Christ has made available. And if you will, share that with one another. May the peace of Christ be with you all. If you will, let's begin. Join me in the call to worship. The life God intends for us is possible right now. The life that God plans for us is present right now. Let us not delay, but together let us worship the Lord and praise His holy name. And let us pray. God of grace, creator and recreator of all, our prayer this morning is you would come into our midst to proclaim again your sacrificial love. Allow the presence of Jesus to share the reality of forgiveness. And by your Holy Spirit, fill our emptiness, quench our thirst, satisfy our deepest hunger as we together turn to you and come to meet you at your table. So receive not only our prayer, but our praise as we thank you for all that you make so freely and abundantly available in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. For it's in His name we pray. Amen. Okay, if June can play it, you've got it. So who's got a request? Libby, you were quick on the draw. What do you got? 441. Which is, I love thy kingdom, Lord. You can do that, right, June?
Sure.
Sure, let's stand. Let's stand. We're going to do 441. Can do a quick one. Who's got one more? Anybody? We'll take it. Just shoot up your hand. Yeah, what do you got, Carlene? 150? Okay, 150. Oh, yes, we know this one. 150.
Thank you.
You may be seated.
Acknowledging his own sinfulness, King David prayed, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain in me a willing spirit." Let us confess together so that God can create in us a clean heart and right spirit. Most merciful God, in all our celebration, fireworks, parades, and gatherings, we have proclaimed liberty and freedom, yet our hearts are chained by anger, doubt, terror, and fear. We live in those chains, often forgetting there is really another way. We have become accustomed to our imprisonment. Forgive us when we turn away from your freeing love. Forgive us when we forget that your presence and power are at work for us. Help us to place our trust in you and share your loving, helping, providing presence with others. Amen.
Children of God, having turned to the Lord in an act of repentance, hear the good news, which is declared with great joy, saying, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By His mercy, He's given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. And this is thanks be to the forgiveness that is ours in Jesus Christ our Savior. And because all of this has been made so freely and abundantly available by God for us today, let us leap to our feet and praise the Lord as we sing the Gloria Patri. You may be seated. The gifts that we give in faith this morning will enable us, through Christ's body, the church, to bring healing and wholeness to this community and to the world beyond. So may we use this time to give generously, knowing that God has given so to us.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, as we bring you our tithes and offerings, we thank you for your great power and your gift of grace, granting your freedom, providing your protection, and empowering us with your strength. We pray for your great healing on our land. Shine your face upon us, dear God, as we pray for all of these in authority, that you would give them your wisdom and discernment as they lead. In your powerful name, we pray. Amen.
Unless you're one of our young, do any of our young ones want to come up? All right, Rob, come on down. Oh, I got to get my Bible here. Okay, yeah, we got a good group this morning. Yeah. All right. Hi, y'all. While y'all are taking a seat there on the steps, I'll open my Bible. I want to share with you something that Jesus said to his disciples after he sent them out. And I want us to see if we can figure out what he meant when he talked to them. He said, "Do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." The adults are going to hear a Bible lesson today where Jesus sends out his disciples. And he tells them exactly what they should do when they go out into other cities, into other towns. And he sent them out with everything that they needed to be able to tell other people, because you see, other people didn't know. God was doing amazing things in this person, Jesus Christ. They were to go tell people that the kingdom of God was at hand. And so the disciples went out and they did just that. And you know what? They were successful. Many people not only listened, but many people came to believe. They came to faith. And so when the disciples came back, they were just so happy that they had a successful mission. And they were saying, "Lord, when we were out, even the demons were subject to your name." And that's when Jesus said, "Don't rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." I've got a picture of a lady. I don't know if you've ever learned about her or not. But here, take that and you can pass it down. Just take hold of it and then you can pass it down so everybody could see. Here, you can take that and just pass it down. Y'all want to see this picture of this lady? She's in a dress. She's got her hair up. Yeah. Her name was Fanny. That was her first name. They called her Fanny. And her last name was Fanny Crosby. And you know what she did? She told people about God. But you know how she did it? She did it in a really unique way. Do y'all know how she did it? Singing, writing hymns, writing. She wrote hundreds of hymns about Jesus Christ and God. But what's interesting about Fanny Crosby is when she was little, she got really sick and she lost her eyesight. She was blind for the great majority of her life. And even though she couldn't see, she knew in her heart God was awesome. Even though she lived where she could not see, she was glad that God blessed her, and she was joyful that God loved her. And so she would write poems, and she would write words to songs. And she got so popular that a lot of musicians would write music, and they'd come visit Miss Crosby, and they'd say, "Hey, I wrote this music. Can you put words to it?" Well, one day a man was on his way to the train station and he was going to go to another town and play in a church service at night. But he wrote a song where he really liked the music and he went by Fanny Crosby's house. He said, "Oh, Fanny, could you please put some words to this music?" And she wrote a hymn that became really popular. It was titled "Safe in the Arms of Jesus." She knew that her life was safe because it was always held in the arms of Jesus. And that's why she wrote other hymns like "To God Be the Glory." Even though she was famous at writing songs and poems, she didn't want people talking about her. She wanted them talking about God. So she wrote a hymn called "To God Be the Glory." And do you know that in many churches today, they still sing her hymns, even though she lived a long time ago? Well, the reason I'm telling you about her is we need to remember that whatever God asks us, whether it's to share God's love by telling others, or singing it to others, or teaching it to others, or making music about it so that others can hear, or even if it's being a preacher and preaching it to others, we are to do it for the glory of God. You know, some people are really gifted and talented, and they brag about themselves, and they want people to know how great they are. But Fanny wanted to know everybody to know how great God was, the God that held her safe in the arms of Jesus. And isn't it good to know that? You're safe in the arms of Jesus? Isn't it wonderful that even if life gets scary, we know we can be safe in the arms of Jesus? We need to tell others because sometimes they get frightened. And they need to know that. And so God asks us, like he did the disciples long ago, tell people. Whether it be with words, whether it be with singing, whether it be with your music, tell people about how great I want to be in their life. Because that's good news. Good news for everyone. Tell you what, let's pray that now. Let's close our eyes, bow our heads, and let's pray. Heavenly God, our prayer is that you would help us to be your workers, those who spread your love to others, and to give thanks and praise to you for all that you've done and will do through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, thank you for learning about Jesus and the disciples and letting me teach you about Fanny Crosby. Y'all can go back to your seats. Thanks for coming up. Y'all give them a round of applause. Yeah.
Look in your hymn 341.
Hymn 341. Hymn 341 is a Fanny Crosby hymn. 341. Let's stand and sing it.
Thank you.
be seated.
The psalmist in Psalm 30 will give thanks and remember how God intervened and helped in a time of great need. The psalmist is also so thankful that they can't help but proclaim God's great deeds. Thankful for having a God that is so completely for us, who chooses in grace to bless us daily. May we do the same. We will read responsively from Psalm 30, where I will read a verse and then you will respond by reading the next verse. The passage can be found on page 505 in the Old Testament in your pew Bible. So let us begin. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up and did not let my foes rejoice over me.
O Lord my God, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me.
O Lord, you have brought up my soul from Sheol, restored me to life from among those gone down to the pit.
Sing praises to the Lord, O his faithful, and give thanks to his holy name.
For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes in the morning.
As for me, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved.
By your favor, O Lord, you have established me as a strong mountain. You hid your face, I was dismayed.
To you, O Lord, I cry, and to the Lord I made supplication.
What profit is there in my death if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness?
Hear, O Lord, and be gracious to me. O Lord, be my helper.
You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have taken off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy.
So that my soul may praise you and not in silence.
O Lord, my God. I will give you thank you forever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Watching on me love.
If you want to follow along, I'll be in Luke chapter 10, and it's continuing the idea of what or how should we respond to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When he resurrected from the dead, he let us know that our sins had been forgiven and that we were a people set free. And that was incredible news. That was a marvelous revelation. But it was not one that was to be kept under a bushel. Jesus wanted us to go and share this good news with others. And this story here in Luke is more of that idea. And it's needed today because there's just a lot of people that really do need a good word, especially a good word from God, so that they can know not only that they're not alone, but there is a way that this world doesn't offer, but a way that works when we come to faith. So let's hear what Jesus had to say to his disciples, but first, let us pray. God, our prayer this morning is that you would not only speak your word of truth, but by your Holy Spirit, you would inspire us to live by what you reveal. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Luke's Gospel, chapter 10. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others, and he sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I'm sending you out like lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person, but if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your own town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, on that day it will be more terrible for Sodom than for that town." Verse 16. "Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us." And he said to them, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. There was a barber in a small town, and he cut everyone's hair because